Zig of Pecatonica Argyle, and will be wrestling for third place later on today. So those are some of the latest we've had in the consolation round. Henry, overall, a good day of wrestling.
Yeah, good day of wrestling so far. You know, there's some very competitive matches, but we've also saw where one guy's in control of the whole match, and it turns on him.
Yep.
I mean, there's been a couple matches that way, like the Neef kid from
Ithaca.
I mean, he had it in control, and then, you know, I think he missed a foot. I mean, and that cost him.
Yep, at the end. So,
but otherwise, yeah, great crowd. You know, good food so far, I guess. It smells good.
You haven't been partaking.
No, I have not.
But we'll have the final rounds coming up here a little bit later on this afternoon in Conference Tournament Wrestling Saturday. For Henry Bray, I'm Phil Nee. Thanks for joining us and supporting local sports on WRCO-FM in Richland Center and WRCO.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Democratic primary day in South Carolina. No significant competition for President Biden, who popped into his campaign headquarters in Wilmington, Delaware today, already thinking of his likely challenger in the general election.
The folks are starting to focus in. And the guy we're running against, he's not for anything. He's against everything.
The president visits Southern California later today, where preparations are being made for more torrential rain. ABC News meteorologist Samara Theodore.
The biggest threats stretch from Napa all the way down to San Diego. We're talking life-threatening flash flooding, mudslides, even in urban areas. This is a stronger and more widespread storm that's getting ready to move in.
The U.S. says more airstrikes are expected in the coming days. This after officials say 7 locations in Syria and Iraq were targeted in response to the attack on a remote American base in Jordan that killed 3 soldiers and wounded more than 40. This is ABC News. The blockbuster January jobs report released yesterday. Double expectations, a good sign for workers, but not so much for Wall Street. ABC News business reporter Alexis Christophorus explains.
Economists say the hot jobs report throws cold water on the idea of a March interest rate cut from the Federal Reserve. If the Fed makes it cheaper to borrow money too quickly, it risks a run-up in consumer spending on things like homes and cars, and that could spark a rebound in inflation, just as prices are cooling off.
Investigators in New York City say they're seeking up to 7 more suspects in the beating of an NYPD officer near a migrant shelter near Times Square. Last weekend, 6 suspects have been charged so far, and some of the charged are believed to be living in city-provided migrant shelters. The Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg called it despicable behavior. Bragg says, despite rumors, there's no evidence that any of those charged have left New York to escape prosecution. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Tech.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 40 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for partly cloudy and mild conditions with a high of 44. Tonight, partly cloudy and calm with a low of 26. And tomorrow, partly sunny to mostly sunny and a bit warmer with a high of 47. Currently in Richland Center, after a low of 31, it is a sunny 41 degrees.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a 4-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
A new season starts with big savings from New Holland and Simpsons Tractor in Richland Center. A new season starts with big savings, meaning 0% financing and cashback offers now through March 31st at Simpsons Tractor. There are special offers on select mid-range tractors, specialty tractors, and utility tractors. The popular subcompact tractors, compact tractors, Workmaster tractors, and T6 tractors are all eligible for special financing or cashback offers. And New Holland's outstanding line of hay tools and spreaders are waiting with big savings, including roll belt, round balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, plus more. Offers are good through March 31st only at Simpsons Tractor. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required on select equipment. Offer good through March 31st, 2024. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Standard terms and conditions apply.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
Winter is the time to have your coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance Richland Center is ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle a Wisconsin winter. They also thank all their loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, or give them a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will allow U.S. Representative Dean Phillips to add his name to the state's Democratic presidential primary ballot. The court ruled Friday that state Democratic leaders on a presidential selection committee didn't properly exercise their discretion when they left Phillips off the ballot without any discussion during a five-minute meeting January 2nd. The court's decision leaves Phillips and President Joe Biden as the only Democrats on the April 2nd primary ballot. The selection committee also placed former President Donald Trump and five other Republican challengers, including four who have since ceased campaigning, on the ballot. The Wisconsin Supreme Court on Friday agreed to hear Democratic Governor Tony Evers' lawsuit against the Republican-controlled legislature, arguing that it is obstructing basic government functions. The court's liberal majority agreed to hear the case, with the three conservative justices dissenting. It set oral arguments for April 17th. The court only agreed to hear one of the three issues Evers brought forward into the complaint. That issue relates to the legislature's Republican-controlled budget committee blocking funding for state conservation programs. Evers argued in the lawsuit that committees controlled by a few Republican lawmakers are being used by the legislature to reach far beyond its proper zone of constitutional lawmaking authority. Governor Tony Evers has signed bills providing 4% wage increases for employees in the Building Trades Crafts Collective Bargaining Units at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and the UW system. While these raises for UW Building Trades employees are based on the collective bargaining agreements between the UW Board of Regents and the Wisconsin State Building Trades Negotiating Committee, they match the 4% increases that was negotiated, agreed upon, and approved by the Wisconsin State Legislature and Governor Evers for the 35,000 non-represented UW employees in the 2023-25 biennial budget passed in July. After nearly 6 months, the Joint Committee on Employment Relations finally approved the wage adjustment for non-represented employees in December 2023, and at the same meeting also approved the collective bargaining agreements. The defense is appealing a ruling that kept in adult court the case of a 15-year-old Wisconsin boy accused of killing a 10-year-old girl after luring her into the woods. Defense attorney Michael Cohen has filed an appeal of the January 22nd decision in the case of the boy, identified only as CPB, who is accused in the April 24th, 2022 slaying of a 10-year-old Ilana Lily Peters. The Eau Claire Leader-Telegram reports Cohen filed the 13-page appeal in Chippewa County Court, asking the Wisconsin Court of Appeals to review the matter. CPB, who will turn 16 in March, is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and two counts of first-degree sexual assault. A new medical clinic is helping to address rural health care shortages in northern Grant County. The Grant County Regional Community Clinic is opening in Fenimore, which will provide a full service of medical care. The clinic, which received federal funding to open, is the fourth such clinic in Grant County, along with locations in Potosi, Cassville, and Lancaster. The clinic will open Monday through Friday and is located near Southwest Wisconsin Technical College on Fenimore's east side. A Western Wisconsin medical group wants to buy several soon-to-be-closing hospitals. WEAU reports Oakleaf Medical Network says it wants to purchase hospital locations that are being closed by HSHS and Prevea Health. Oakleaf Board Chairman Dr. Kyle Detbarn says those closures are happening too quickly and will put the health of patients at risk. He says Oakleaf can help preserve critical services and hospital space when people need it most. Congressman Derek Van Orden led all candidates in the state's 3rd District in fundraising in the last 3 months of 2023, out-earning his three Democratic challengers combined. Van Orden pulled together over $580,000 and finished the year with $1.6 million in the bank. Rebecca Cook was tops among Democratic challengers, raising over $329,000 with nearly $500,000 banked. Katrina Shanklin raised over $212,000, while Eric Wilson put together over $25,000 to round out the field. The partisan primary is on August 13th. We'll check in with DatCamp's Michelle Reinen next on WRCO's News at Noon.
The House on the Rock attraction team building continues into spring and summer. Part-time up to 40 hours per week, students to retirees, daytime hours, something for everyone. Call 608-935-3639 or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. For a rewarding job that offers a great place to work, call 608-935-3639.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Kraft mac and cheese, deluxe box, 24 ounces, $4 each. Allegra egg noodles, 16-ounce bag, $1.25. Cedarcrest ice cream, $5.50 a scround. McCain early risers, bacon, egg, and cheese, 3.7 pounds, $14 each. Tostino's party pizzas, $1.50 each, buy 9, get 1 free. Lamb Wesson gourmet onion rings, 32 ounces, $8.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jake South Road, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit RichardsInsure.com.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
It's 41 sunny degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:15. Before online solicitation became the popular way to try to sell consumers a product, service door-to-door salespersons were common. Even with today's modern technology, occasionally someone might show up at your door to make a sale, but sometimes their product might not be legitimate. Michelle Reinen is from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Some still find it a very useful way to market their goods, and there are regulations in our state that governs door-to-door sales, but unfortunately, this time, this is related to a scam where there are door-to-door solicitors impersonating the Public Service Commission. So the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin, or often referred to as the PSC, has received several reports of an unknown individual or group impersonating their staff in the Milwaukee area and soliciting consumers at their homes. In at least one case, the imposter appeared to be selling a solar energy system and distributed marketing materials with unauthorized use of PSC logos and branding.
Imposters claiming to be from Public Service Commission of Wisconsin may also make attempts to get information or even enter your home.
And then another report actually came in where the imposter who claimed to be from the PSC had gained access to a consumer's electricity meter, took a photo, and informed the resident that they would return later. So we want all consumers to be aware of this and be sure that they are very cautious when opening the door and giving access to anything and know that these government representatives are being impersonated.
If someone is attempting to read your meter, there are things to look for to make sure they are who they appear to be.
When your public utility is out there, they're going to have identification badges. Usually they'll be driving your public utility vehicle. They're going to have photo identification, and they can validate that they are legitimate. And you have your bill, so you have a phone number that you can use to call to say, is someone out reading my meter or doing work? Because you'd also be notified.
Michelle Reinen warns to cooperate with an individual if you are not absolutely sure who they are, especially if they claim to be from the PSC. If someone does show up at your door saying that they are from the PSC, contact PSC at 800-225-7729 to verify if an interaction you had with the PSC staff was legitimate, or if you have any questions on energy issues. Questions may include understanding your utility bill, assessing assistance programs, or operating government-operating customer-owned generation systems. Also, if approached by someone claiming to be from PSC, be sure to contact DATCAP by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The Richland Center High School Band will present its annual Pops Concert Monday night at 7:30 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Featured performing groups will be the Freshman Concert Band and Symphonic Band. The evening will feature a wide range of rock, pop, movie, and musical styles and will include music from the bands Toto, Chicago, Kansas, ABBA, Journey, and composer Henry Mancini. Cost of admission is $5 per person, with senior citizens admitted free. Today's vital statistics are next.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Today is Saturday, February 3rd. Virgil Buzz Peckham, 90 of Richland Center, died Monday at Riverwood Senior Living in Wisconsin Dells. Burial with military graveside rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit will be held this afternoon at 1:30 at the Fancy Creek Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family. Buzz Peckham is survived by two daughters and son-in-laws, Susan Michelle Peckham and Daniel Abraham, and Mary Anna Peckham and Steve Johnson, all of Silver Spring, Maryland. Three granddaughters, two nieces, two nephews, three grandnieces, five grandnephews, four great-grandnephews, and many friends, including Vicki and Dale Harmon of Mauston and Beth Ann Zettner of Richland Center. Virgil Buzz Peckham, 90 of Richland Center. Ian J. Brander, 39 of Lone Rock, died Monday at home following an extended illness. Funeral services will be held this afternoon at 2:30 at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church with burial in the Spring Green Cemetery. Friends may call at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church this afternoon from 1:30 until the time of service at 2:30. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to an animal rescue of the donor's choice or toward a scholarship to be established in his name. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family. Survivors of Ian Brander include his parents, James and Pamela Brander of Spring Green, two sisters, Bethany Brander and Corey Sloan of Madison, and Aaron and Dan Krause of Fitchburg, paternal grandparents, Glenn and Marie Brander of Lone Rock, aunts, uncles, cousins, other relatives, and friends. Ian J. Brander, 39, of Lone Rock.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Residential apartment living at Schmidt Woodland Hills combines the pleasure of independent living with a sense of security found only in a supportive community committed to serving seniors. Jean Burkett knew all along that Schmidt Woodland Hills would be her eventual home.
I just thought, why don't I move while I'm hale and hearty and can make the decision and enjoy life at Schmidt?
It's been a great transition for Jean.
The thing I love about Schmidt is we can be as involved in the dining room or with the activities, or you can shut your door and be as private as you want to and read your book. So it's been a fine experience for me.
If you're wrestling with the decision, Jean understands.
It is hard to leave your home, and you're leaving your memories of your children growing up, but those are still in my head. I'm very happy that a lovely family is in that house now, and I'm where I am. I'm safe, and I'm comfortable, and I'm happy.
Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. It's more than living. It's living well. Call 647-8931.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy. They've become aware that some of you have received notices stating they're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, the situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. They apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your health and peace of mind are their top priorities. Thank you for trusting in them to care for you.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Darren and Heidi Gunderson. Best wishes to you from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good Saturday to you. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter for WRCO.
Look for partly cloudy skies to be expected through the rest of today, with mild temperatures reaching to a high near 44 degrees this afternoon. Winds will be out of the east to the southeast at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Staying partly cloudy through this evening and into tonight. However, temperatures falling back below freezing down to a low near 26 degrees. Winds will continue out of the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll see a partly cloudy to mostly sunny day in store for our Sunday, with high temperatures reaching to an unseasonably warm 47 degrees. Winds will be turning to the northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour throughout the day on Sunday. So a beautiful day for Sunday overall, and will stay clear into Sunday night with lows falling back to near 25. Going into Monday, another quiet and a pleasant day. Temperatures also staying mild, reaching to a high near 46. Northeast winds will continue at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies into Monday night, lows falling down to near 28 degrees, but we'll see plenty of sunshine again in the forecast for our Tuesday. The unseasonably warm conditions do continue, highs near 49 degrees on our Tuesday, and then look for increasing clouds to move in Tuesday night and into Wednesday. Low temperatures only falling off to near 33 degrees, and cloudy skies taking over for our Wednesday, turning breezy and warmer, highs near 51 on our Wednesday, and then look for a good chance for some light rain showers to come in late Wednesday night and into Thursday, as low temperatures only fall back to near 42. We'll see scattered light rain showers likely throughout the day on our Thursday, highs topping out at 52 degrees. The light rain showers gradually coming to an end as we look forward to Friday. However, temperatures just a touch cooler behind most of these rain showers. Highs for Friday only top out at 46. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with bill pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at your convenience, at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure, and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for bill pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It's currently a sunny 41 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 35, our low this morning was 31. Our high so far today is 41. The record high for this date set in 1992 is 49. The record low, 40 below, was set in 1951. Last year's high was 7 with a low of 6 below. Sunset tonight will be at 5:16, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:14. Currently in Richland Center, we have light easterly winds. The barometer is at 30.07 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 41 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Rockwell Automation, a community partner in Richland Center for over 50 years. We are your neighbors, firefighters, and EMS. We are coaches, board members, volunteers, and much, much more. At Rockwell, we make life better by creating product that supports clean water and renewable energy, food production, computer chips, and countless other industries. We are looking for difference makers and are hiring both entry-level and experienced assemblers to join our team on second shift. Rockwell employees annually start with 3 weeks of vacation, 1 week of paid sick and personal time, and 14 paid holidays. That's 6 weeks of paid time off to enjoy hunting, fishing, traveling, or however you like to enjoy your time. Visit rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center, or simply stop in Wednesdays between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
Welcome to WRCO Radio sports coverage of high school tournament wrestling. The tradition continues.
We are proud to bring the excitement of tournament wrestling home to you on WRCO-FM 100.9 and live online at WRCO.com.
And we begin our afternoon coverage from Mineral Point High School, where Richland Center, River Valley, Riverdale, Boscobel, Wazika, Steuben, Dodgeville, Iowa Grand Highland, and of course Mineral Point among the 13 teams competing here today to see if anyone will succeed Fenimore as the team champion. Fenimore has won the last 2 years and is climbing the leaderboard, David. During the break, I heard Fenimore was all the way up to third place, as you surmise might happen.
Well, they're up to second place now behind Iowa Grant by 18.5 points.
While you were away, let's bring you up to date on who has advanced to the semifinals. We're down to two mats. They had having some trouble with the electronics, with the scoreboards, with track wrestling, whatever, on mat number one. So we're just operating in the two-mat format here, mats two and three. It looks like we have a Riverdale Chieftain wrestling on mat number two, David. Maybe we can pick up on Talon Childs and see how he's doing for Riverdale.
On mat number three? Mat two. And say, that's not Riverdale on there. That's Prairie du Chien. 7-1 lead now for the other Prairie du Chien wrestler, Jamri Avery. He's up against the junior from Riverdale, Talon Childs. We are just starting the second period, and that takedown there is going to go to Avery. He increases his lead 10-1.
This match has been on hold for a while. It was scheduled to go on mat number one, but with all the technical difficulties over there, they had to wait for a couple of matches to be wrestled on mat two before this one could get underway.
190 down there. That's a pin, but we'll keep an eye on Talon here as he's on the bottom. He's working his way, trying to get up to his feet. He's able to circle and staying on his two knees, but he's battling, trying to come up to his feet as his opponent Avery has been able to cover and follow. Maintaining control of the hip with a tight waist and a wrist. Coffee grinder, he gets a turn there on Childs, giving up some near fall. 1 minute to go in the second period here. Now he goes to a traditional arm bar with a half.
Up on mat number three
is Avery, and he's going to get the pin in 306, 165 pounds.
On deck on mat number
for Prairie du Chien.
We'll continue to bring you up to date on what's happened as far as semifinalists go. Moving into the semifinals at 150 pounds, our junior Siler Zansevich of Fenimore. He scored a pin over freshman Emmett Collins of Mineral Point. Jackson Perkins of Prairie du Chien advances into the semifinals. He'll be joined by Wyatt Knockreiner of River Valley and by Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland. Knockreiner was a pin winner over Cam Spensley of Belmont Platteville, and Imhoff won it by technical fall over Nick Reddington of Cuba City, Benton, Southwestern. Wow, we just had a quick pin down there of 45 seconds, I believe.
Yeah, that's Brody Brockhop of Iowa Grand Highland. That's his first match today, and he didn't take very long at 45 seconds, as Phil mentioned. He defeated Jackson Seipel, the freshman from Lancaster.
At 157 pounds into the semifinals are Tristan Stelt of Fenimore, Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien, Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highland, and Braylon Goble of Darlington. Lenzendorf was a winner by technical fall over Job Wetter of Boscobel, Wazika, Steuben. So Wetter is now into the consolation bracket along with the rest of his teammates. Jackson Bussey wins by fall over Ethan Bodendine, a sophomore from Richland Center. Bodendine is in the consolation bracket, along with Ty Larson, who lost by technical fall to Braylon Goble of Darlington Blackhawk while Goble was registering his 100th career victory. At 165 into the semifinals are Cade Rule of Mineral Point, Emerson Mullen of Iowa Grand Highland, Jeremiah Avery of Prairie du Chien, and Maddox Goble of Darlington Blackhawk. Cade Rule was the pin winner over Hunter Alt of River Valley. Avery, as David just mentioned, was a pin winner over Talon Childs of Riverdale. Alt and Childs go into the consolation bracket at 165. At 175, into the semifinals, go top-seeded Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland, along with Nolan Henke of Lancaster, Cale Dinar of Cuba City, Benton Southwestern, and Nathan Blaschke of Fenimore. Kinderman was a 10-4 winner over Blake Brinkle of River Valley. Blaschke was a 16-4 winner over Richland Center Junior Mason Jelinek. Jelinek and Brinkle are now in the consolation bracket for those area schools at 175. Things are completed 190, where Ross Christ of Darlington Blackhawks, Jack McEachern of Prairie du Chien, Wyatt Annan of Fenimore, and Richland Center senior Cole Brenninger have advanced to the semifinal. Brenninger was a pin winner in 314 over Nolan Wolf of Lancaster. A couple of area wrestlers fell by the wayside in the quarterfinals at 190. Pierce Conway of River Valley was pinned by Darlington Blackhawks' Ross Christ, and Darren Wassenberg of Iowa Grand Highland lost by fall to Wyatt Annan of Fenimore. 215, I guess, is pretty much in the books, too, David. I'll ask you for a final between the Mineral Point and Basketball Wazika Steuben wrestlers, if you've got them.
Well, I can't tell you because it's in the middle of the second period right
That's
now.
That's why. Why don't you pick up on that?
It's a 2-0 lead right now for Buster of Mineral Point.
And it's Jaron Wiecki of Basketball Wazika Steuben.
We'll keep an eye on this one. As I mentioned, the 2-0 lead, now it's going to be 4-0 lead for Max Buster of Mineral Point. We are 1:20 to go in the second period here. Looks like we're going to get Matt 1 started here. They have mentioned on the PA that we're going to have one round of wrestle back, and then they'll take a break. So there won't be too many matches in that wrestle back because of all the buys coming through the backside. But keep an eye on that one as our match there between Buster and Wiecki, a Basketball Wiecki. Left ankle is injured. Meanwhile, his right knee has got a huge brace on it, but he's in some obvious pain there on his left ankle. So we'll keep an eye on our other mat. Mat 3 right now is 285 pounds. That has got Jack Simmons of Prairie du Chien up against Gage Ruff of Darlington. And looks like soon to start here on mat one, once they get going, is Lancaster and Iowa Grant Highland. The scoreboard is all goofed up now, so they got some work there as we end up with a pin down there on mat three in favor of Prairie du Chien wrestler Jack Simmons, 24-second pin for him. Going to bring up, not sure if there's only two matches left at 285. It's either going to be Kleppy of Richland Center or Matthews of Riverdale.
Yes.
But they got little guys out there, so I'm not sure. I don't think we missed those guys wrestling. Well, we'll stick here with Buster and Wiecki of Basketball. And more injury time for the wrestler Wiecki from Basketball, the sophomore. As we have to stop it with a 7-0 lead now in favor of Buster. The trainer comes out, the coach comes out. Looks like Emma Haiti down there on mat 3 for Richland Center.
So this is consolation round action at 106 pounds. Let's pick up on that. I think this is going to end in an injury default.
Yep.
As the wrestler from Basketball is shaking hands with his opponent and is leaving the mat.
We'll get down here at 106, since that's the only match that's got something going on. It looks like the JV matches are wrapping up here shortly, too. The one is empty. But 106 is Emma Haiti, Richland Center, the senior, against Austin Schulte, a sophomore from Darlington Blackhawks. 2-0 lead now for Emma. She gets the first takedown right at the end of that first period, so nice start for her.
Earlier today, Emma began with a pin win in her first round, then lost by fall to the second seed Hunter Reed of Prairie du Chien. That puts Emma Haiti in the consolation bracket. Her teammate, Braden Kleppy, is out there now in the 285-pound quarterfinal. Why don't we pick up on that one? Matt Orrett is the opponent. Orrett from Mineral Point is a junior. Kleppy, a junior from Richland Center. Dave, call that one. I'll take care of Emma. and let you know what's happening there in the consolation bracket.
All right, so the two big guys are battling in the middle, 20 seconds in the match, 0-0. As Orr has got the single arm tie as he loses it. Now both guys working their way back to the center. Mat 1 is still on hold. The track wrestling official, don't know her name, but she did a good job in the seating meeting that Bill missed. And she had some challenges there. We won't comment on coaches and how they input information. But there, she's working on mat 1, trying to get that going. Meanwhile, mat 2, we continue with Braden Klepke of Richland Center and Matt Horrett of Mineral Point. As usual, the big guy's not a lot of action here. 1 minute to go, just under a minute to go in his first period. Still all zeros on the board. Well, not all zeros, but the score is all zeros.
Yeah. Emma Haiti has a second period reversal to her credit. And now a point has appeared on the board for her opponent. Scoreboard says 4-1, but I think Haiti is still in control. I'm not sure if it was a penalty point or what that was. But there is a delay while things are straightened out at the scores table. Scoreboard says 4-1 in favor of, oh, Emma Haiti now 4-3. So there must have been a reversal. Now they add the 2 points on, so 4-3. Haiti is in the lead. This is consolation round action at 106.
Now back to Brian Cleffy. Big guy hitting the mat, but no points scored at the end of the period. We're going to have a well, I thought he was awarding a point there, but he wasn't.
What are those warnings?
Yeah, I'm not sure. He pointed to his red wristband, which is on the scoreboard is Braden Klepke. So maybe it was a warning. Not sure what for, but we'll go into the second period with a 0-0 score yet. As Klepke will take the top position right in the left side of Orrit. Orrit works his way up to his feet. Now he's fighting his hands, breaks the lock, and turns around and faces him, gets the 1 point escape. Back to takedowns for the two boys at heavyweight. Grant Matthews must be on deck after this match from Riverdale as they continue waiting on mat 1 there. They brought a new laptop over, so I'm not sure what's something going on there, but we're going to go off the mat with Klepke and Orrit. They'll work their way back to center circle.
Klepke in the lead.
Klepke in the lead with a 1-0.
Emma Haiti is also in the lead, 7-3. She scored an escape and subsequent takedown. And now the third period is underway. Haiti leading. This is consolation round action at 106. The Richland Center senior looking for another victory, which will guarantee a placement match here at the SWAL, SWC Conference Play.
1 minute to go in the second period here at 285. Both guys still fighting for position there in the head ties. Or controlling the right arm of Klepke. Klepke is able to break that hold. Guys are forehead to forehead, battling out here like a couple bulls. Orrit reaches down, tries to take a knee, but Klepke steps back. Guys still fighting for hand control, facing each other on their feet. Doing a good job staying in the center circle, but down to 30 seconds to go this second period. There's an some sort of an attempt at a single leg takedown for Orrit. Again, Klepke just steps back. Head action there, head ties, wrist ties.
I didn't wear either today.
I didn't either. I
couldn't figure out what would go in my sweater better, a head tie or a necktie.
And then at the end of two, it's... Well, I'm not sure. He must have awarded another point. As coaching staff is questioning what he called because it's a 2-0 lead now for Orrit.
So Orrit had the lead.
Yeah.
Okay. When the wrist leg bands are too small for the legs of these heavyweight wrestlers, and they're out there what the color indication, not always easy to tell. Meanwhile, Emma Havey has just finished up her second victory of the day, 11-4, a takedown clinic for Emma Havey, the Richland Center senior, over Austin Schulte of Darlington Blackhawk. Emma now moves on to the next match. It'll be against Nolan Van Schindel of Cuba City Benton Southwestern. Win or lose in that match, she will place here in the conference play.
So Art goes up straight enough, and now as he gets the escape. Oh, he's looking for a pin here. As he's got a tight headlock here on Cleppy, and he does. Pin and 428 for Matt Horrett of Mineral Point.
Good sportsmanship by Braden. And he'll look forward to wrestling in the consolation. Well, I don't know if he'll look forward to it.
Yeah.
He'll look forward to bouncing back with a couple of victories and a placement medal here, I'm sure. We will take a break. Be back with more from Mineral Point in a moment. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy. Choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-89 today.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
What a great experience, competing in the WIAA State Wrestling Tournament Series in February. For a high school athlete to stand on the podium at state makes all the sweat and tears seem well worth it. Lime Ridge Ag is proud to support all the wrestlers from this area. Every day, Lime Ridge Ag works hard to help farmers by providing livestock feed and nutritional advice, prompt and professional service, Rob Seco seed, and general farm supplies.
The best in high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Well, the quarterfinal round is complete. David Werman here at the annual clash at Mineral Point High School. I understand next year it's going to be at Prairie du Chien. Is that correct?
They were talking about that in the seating meeting. They were talking somewhat about the girls' tournament that they had last night and setting it up for next year down to Prairie du Chien. So, yeah.
And then I believe Richland Center is in the works for 2 years from now for hosting the conference clash again. If I'm not mistaken, there are now three schools involved, and Prairie will do it next year for the first time. We were there for a regional a year ago, and the new facility, of course, Prairie du Chien, is beautiful, and they will treat us well there, I'm sure. Well, things are complete in the upper weights. Grant Matthews obviously didn't want any airtime. We'll talk about that in a moment, but we can tell you that at 215 pounds, Blake Peary of Prairie du Chien had a bye. This is a six-man weight class. So he moves into the semifinals, as does the second seed Dalton Wolf of Fenimore. Picking up wins, Mac Busser of Mineral Point by injury default over basketball sophomore Jaron Wiecki. And Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grand Highland was pinned within 45 seconds over Jackson Seifel, a Lancaster freshman. Now we get to 285, where this is a seven-man weight class. The top seed, Evan Gratz of Fenimore, had a bye. Second seeded, Grant Matthews of Riverdale, 1 minute and 17 seconds as he picked up his 34th win of the season. 34-3 for Matthews as he moves into the semifinals. His opponent will be Jack Simmons of Prairie du Chien. And those two join Matt Horrett of Mineral Point and Evan Gratz of Fenimore in the semifinals. Richland Center's Braden Cluppy drops into the consolation round at 285. Let's circle back around, David, to, well, first of all, maybe we could update with team scores as they stand at the completion of the quarterfinals.
I certainly can. We'll start with the top eight.
Okay.
Because they're including most of our local teams here. Eighth place, River Valley, with 66. Seventh is Riverdale with 68.5. Sixth is Dodgeville with 78. Fifth, Darlington Blackhawk, 94.5. Fourth, Mineral Point, 108. Fenimore, third, 148. Our Grant Highland, second, 166.5. And Prairie du Chien, first, with 179.5.
179.5 to 166.5, you said?
Correct.
Okay. That's how things stand after the quarterfinals. In the consolation bracket, at 106 pounds, we already mentioned the victory by Richland Center senior Emma Hady over Austin Schulte of Darlington Blackhawk. The other match that is being wrestled is Aiden Silvers of Iowa Grant Highland. This is at 106. His opponent, William Cutterwell of Lancaster. That match is just underway. There are two byes in the consolation bracket in what amounts to an eight-man weight class. Victories go to Nolan Van Schindel of Cuba City Benton Southwestern, who is the next opponent for Richland Center's Emma Hady. And a bye to Aiden Weigel of Belmont Flatville, whose next opponent will be the winner of this Silver and Cradwell match. What else do we have out there? Anybody locally in the consolation round?
Well, Richland Center, Brock Barrett, I think he just got defeated down there, yes.
Okay.
10-0. That was the 120-pound wrestle back.
And his opponent and the victor in that match, Eli Aird of Darlington Blackhawk. So Barrett losing is now out of the tournament. You have to win this round in order to be in the top eight and get a placement match, whether it's first, third, fifth, or seventh. You have to win in this round if you're going to place in the tournament, which just ended for freshman Brock Barrett of Richland Center. Back up to 113, we can tell you that from the area, Jordan Baumkamp of Riverdale has a bye in this round. He will not wrestle. Jace Connor of Iowa Grant Highland is taking on David Argelis of Darlington Blackhawk. And Elliot Kite of Mineral Point will wrestle Owen Kloss of Fenimore in this round, consolation round action at 113. At 120, that's the weight class where Brock Barrett was just ousted from the tournament. From the area, Lakota Brewer of Riverdale has a bye. Lucas Christensen of Iowa Grand Highland will take on Lancaster's John Muldoon. And Rodolfo Espinosa of River Valley has a matchup with Brady Baumgartner of Prairie du Chien.
I can give you down there, Bill, at 120.
Okay.
Went real quick there. Was Lucas Christensen of Iowa Grand Highland with a 14-second pin over John Muldoon of Lancaster.
14 seconds.
If you remember, these first periods are one-minute periods now. And the Silver Stradiville, I didn't catch the score, but Silver's of Iowa Grand Highland, he gets the pin.
And that was at 106?
It was 106.
Thank you.
Yep.
So the winners in this round, if they win the next match, they'll wrestle for fifth. If they lose their next match, they'll drop into the seventh place match. And Iowa Grand Highland, which just had wins from Aiden Silvers at 106 and from Lucas Christensen at 120, is looking to have another one here shortly at 113 pounds in the consolation bracket as Jace Connor is enjoying a 5-0 lead after two periods.
Matt, too, has got Rodolfo Espinoza of River Valley. He's down 2-1 right now.
Maybe we'll pick up on that one and finish this one out. We get a chance before we send it away to Kickapoo High School, where the annual Scenic Ridge Conference Tournament is continuing.
2-1 lead for his opponent, Brady Bumgartner from Prairie Scene, the freshman, 20-21. Rodolfo Espinoza, a freshman, 3-6 from River Valley. He's taking a care of a little blood time there with Bumgartner of Prairie Scene.
Jace Connor of Iowa Grand Highland is adding to that 5-0 lead. He's already scored a 3-point near fall here in the third period. We'll add another second period, excuse me. It's 11-0 for Connor, who now has a cradle in, and this could finish it right here on mat number one. Good to see that scoreboard operating. Good to see Jace Connor with a strong finish and a pin in 2 minutes and 41 seconds.
141.
You are absolutely correct. We're in the consolation bracket. I sit corrected.
Not stand corrected.
No, I'm having a hard
stand,
time.
Is there?
I'm having a hard time standing here in the top row of the week.
I have a hard time sitting, too.
That, too.
You're still cleaning up the mat on mat two there with blood, but I would mention mat three, the Dodgeville wrestler Hayden Houston. He is currently losing 2-1. His opponent, Braden Soster of Cuba City Benton Southwest.
And Houston giving up near fall points as well. This is at 126 in the consolation bracket, and that match is over. 2 minutes and 25 seconds. Pin for Troster of Cuba City Benton Southwest. Rodolfo Espinoza would like some airtime, but
yeah,
his blood time on mat number two may thwart that. We'll see what happens. Cleanup crew has already been at work for the second or third time in this match.
Be the cleanest mat in the building. Looks like they're about ready to go. 34 seconds on the clock, 2-1 lead for Bumgartner of Prairie du Chien. We're in the third and final period, unless they go overtime. As Espinoza, he's trying to get himself a single leg, trying to cut the corner as Bumgarten. But Espinoza's got a good, deep single leg, head inside. Now he's trying to work his head outside as Bumgartner's got the ankle flattened out, but Espinoza pops back up. He's not giving up on that single leg, but he's running out of time here. 6 seconds to go. Good attempt there at a takedown, but he's going to be defeated by a score of 4-1 in favor of Brady Bumgartner of Prairie du Chien. That is at 120 pounds.
There was one match at 113. I wonder if you can check on that one for me, David, involving Elliot Kite of Mineral Point. Or is that one out there right now? I think it is.
It is, yep.
Against Owen Kloss of Fenimore, and that's a 2-0 lead for Kite of Mineral Point in the second period. That's the only one we have missing here in consolation round action at 113. 120 is done. 126 is underway with the Boscobel Wazika Steuben wrestler, Tyler Miller. He's meeting Cole Potts of Mineral Point. That match just underway where Rodolfo Espinoza competed moments ago. In action all the way up to 144 in mat number three. We've not received word yet on where the official break will go here in this tournament.
They did say? Yep, they're just wrestling this round of wrestlebacks, which isn't very many because that huge family, the Bai family.
Oh, yes.
You know, so not many matches this round.
We used to have a United States Senator named Bert Bai. I wonder if he was a wrestler. And I wonder if Bai had Bais. I don't know.
And Elliot Kite's got his opponent, Owen Kloss, to send him around his back here. 40 seconds to go with a 4-0 lead. Got near fall that hasn't been awarded yet. A lot of time to go here. Good settle in.
The official just signaled behind his back to the scorer's table. Nice job by Neil Steak. We're happy to have him here today.
Yeah, we thought he was done for the season, but he had an injury in a dual meet, but they evidently decided they didn't need to do surgery.
Well, his parents were tough. They performed at the state wrestling tournament for 50 years in the broadcast booth right next to us. Not that I was there 50 years, but they were. And this is their son, Neil, officiating this match that goes the way.